This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The state-by-state tallies of people signing up for benefits after layoffs are in, and we can now tell you that in the last week, 2.4 million more people were able to get through often clogged systems to get unemployment. That is down slightly from the week before, and it's now 39 million people since the lockdown started in March. Many struggle to pay bills. The number of home loans that have become what the industry calls delinquent surged by 1.6 million last month. That's the most ever in a month. Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports.
About 3.5 million loans were over a month late, and over 200,000 properties were in foreclosure or on track to be repossessed. As of April 30th, close to 4 million homeowners were in forbearance plans. That's according to a report by Black Knight, a mortgage data provider, which says in an optimistic scenario, the number of forbearances could peak at around 4.5 million in the coming months. Congress's CARES Act, passed in March, allows homeowners to suspend their mortgage payments for up to a year. But it doesn't protect mortgages that aren't backed by the government, and that's about half of all home loans in the U.S. Nevada was one of the states with the biggest delinquency rates. Cities with the highest delinquency increases were Miami, Las Vegas, and New York. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.